Hi, and welcome to this week's 5 wrap-up video in Music Moves. But, hey, it's dark here, or what? Ah, there we have. I forgot to turn off the video analysis thing
okay,
here for
yes,
this thing.
Yes,
okay,
right.
But well, here we are. And Hans, there have been many questions this week. Anything you picked up?
A few questions concerning groove, which has been the topic for this week. And I think I haven't really told about that these words come from the grooves in the vinyl records, because to get into the grooves you can talk about
So it's you're really grooving with
really
them,
grooving
yeah,
because
with
that,
the music.
That also goes as cyclic, you know, repetitive. And it is a very important matter when we talk about music and movement, because you cannot really experience groove or understand groove without moving to it and feel the kind of the suspension that the groove makes in your body. There has been questions about downbeat. What is the downbeat in music? And it's easy to explain with the going down on the beat. And then the opposite is the upbeat. You know? And upbeat also often is called offbeat. Mm-hmm. The offbeat. When the downbeat, it can also be called the heavy beat, and you have the offbeat. And then there's been questions about the definition of groove. And of course it didn't start with like, here is groove, here's the definition, let's use this word. There was a word that has been used in everyday language when people talk about music and talk about this kind of sensation of when the music comes into that state. And then various scholars have tried to kind of define that word, and in one way we can talk about as a noun, that the groove of a track is the rhythmic foundation, usually drums, bass, guitar. It can also be keyboards, it can be vocal sounds, but that things that are repeated, that comes kind of again and again, that makes up kind of a rhythmic foundation of the music. But then the difficult thing is when it's talk about as a quality, you know, is this music groovy? And sometimes you may find it that it has groove quality, and I may disagree. So that's a more tricky question then. But it often comes kind of, you have a pulse and there's something that pulls away from that pulse, or that pulse is kind of set in a way that makes it very suspense. So it's kind of,
so it's a very subjective thing then.
It must be a very subjective thing. It's hard to find objective when you talk about this as a quality. It's very difficult.
So I guess groove is, as many of the other words that we're using in this course, is really it's complex, it's tricky, there are many different things involved here, and it's also the subjective element and cultural element, of course.
Yes, especially words that are in use, like also gesture. They are in use, and then they're trying to kind of to capture them and give them a definition. That is also always very tricky. Has there been any question about your topics, like the...
Well, it's
co-articulation.
Well, there haven't really been that many questions. I think people are now starting to understand some of this, the main point of co-articulation, or how different elements are being kind of smeared together. Also, many people found it interesting with the video analysis. So we'll put up some links there as well, so that you can try out these things at home. And I think now we're getting close to the last week of this course. So it's a pity really for us. It's been great so far, but we still have 1 week to go. So come back and stay tuned for week 6 on Music Moves.
Yeah.